بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One is a spark and one is a flame. Spark. Continuing a spark continues what happens to you. The fire is fire. That's how mind system, mind systems, when you continue committing that mind system all the time, it's sparking all the time. And once it's sparking all the time, that mind becomes major. You don't even realize how it happens. And once it happens, thereafter it's too late. So how important it is that you must learn to hate sins. The most important thing is to hate sins. If you want to get the sweetness of the Iman, one cannot get the sweetness of Iman until unless it begins to hate sins. You know how the Sahaba Ikram, they should hate sins. They don't want to go near them. The Buzurgan Adeen, when they share, when they ask, you know, how are you? They say, we don't know what, how we are, but Alhamdulillah, we got one thing in us. With the grace of Allah and the mercy of the Bujwan of the Shaykh, we begin to learn how to hate sins. Gunas and nafrat is very important. Every sin you must have hate for. The moment you don't have hate for sins, all the sins, the sweetness of Iman in the Rukhni, you know, halal. You read namaz, you read Quran, you make zikr, everything. But because of you contaminated with the sins all the time, the sweetness is no more there, not there. The sweetness can only come when you begin to hate sins, and it must be all sins. Every kind of sins. In other words, I must not do anything against the law of Allah. I must not hurt Allah Ta'ala. I can hurt everyone who not hurt Allah Ta'ala. This is what the Buzurgan Adeen has in their hearts, the Sahaba Ikram. You know something, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. His son, when he came to him and told him, oh dad, oh father, in jihad I saw you, and because I feared my father, I left you. Say, oh son, if I were you, I saw you, I would kill you. That's how they were. There's no such thing as father and son at that time. For muhabbat Allah it overtakes everything. They're like muhabbat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's very easy for us to say we love Nabi Khalifa. It's very easy. The only way that time when you face with situations of all kinds, where you come to realize whether Nabi Khalifa, what he said, you're going to follow, or what my father said, I'm going to follow. Or what my wife said, I'm going to follow, or Nabi Khalifa. Until unless you do not get this quality into us, we will not get the benefit of this world in any kind. If we want Allah's mother to come unto us, the only way the assistance of Allah can come into us is if we decide to completely submit ourselves to Allah in every way. So sin is something you will not go near. Don't even think of going near the sin. Because you must remember, once you commit sins, gradually a man comes, as I mentioned, the sparks. When a person commits sin all the time, a black spot is put in his heart. A black spot. And continuously when you commit the sin, the black spot is increasing and increasing and increasing. Where our time will come that the ability of this Iman will not become strong at heart. You cannot take it anymore. Because you don't know how the Iman just goes away. The fear must always be there that our Iman can go. That person is very fortunate who has a fear at heart all the time that I don't know and my Iman will not go. And two things is wanted when a person does not want Iman to go is one very important thing, one is shukr to Allah. Every day of our life when you wake up in the morning, you make thank Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, you give me Iman. Because once you make shukr, then Allah Ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala, I make qasam, I increase you. And once a person has this in his heart and thank Allah Ta'ala, the fear must always be there that I must not do anything or say anything with my Iman goes. That's very important. Every time you must think to ourselves, when you talk, you know, we have got a habit. When you talk among friends, we find that some friends speak out of turn, out of line against Islam, which they mock, which you and I should feel hurt about. He said, we also side them, we smile at them, we tell them. Whereas we must feel hurt at them.
Why is he speaking like that? For what is he speaking like that? The fear must be there when your mind goes away. And committing sins will cause in one person's iman to go. The second thing is also to show disrespect to parents. When a person begins to disrespect to parents, it becomes difficult for him at the time of passing away, difficult for him to read the kalam also. Incidents of all kinds, we read the kitab also. We hear it too, but it makes no difference in our lives. We don't, up till now, we don't show any respect to our parents too. So much of disrespect to our parents. Then we also look for satana. We do not know that by Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah said, someone asked him, Hazrat, how do a person know that iman goes away? He said, one is that not a shukr to iman. Second is this, but logo ko satana, zulm. You know, when you've been oppressive to someone, oppression, Allah Ta'ala cannot take that. Allah Ta'ala cannot take that a person is zulm on someone. If a kafir to him, he got no right to make zulm. You know, animal to not zulm, you've got zulm on that person. Allah Ta'ala cannot see that. Yet you may so much zulm on people. So you don't know that that can cause one person iman to go away. Also, they have jealousy for people, jealousy, hasad, jealousy. All those kind of things a person has in him, his iman can go away. Because why, when a person has jealousy, he's trying to show Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I'm not happy with the decision. You gave that man everything, oh Allah, I'm not happy with that. You gave him everything, I'm not happy with that. He's happy, oh Allah, I don't want to be happy. So these kind of, he's very pious, I don't want to be pious. So these kind of things, we are very careful to be, that we must protect our iman by keeping ourselves away from all kinds of sins. Fuzail ibn Ayyash rahmatullah alayh, he had a murid, he was very, very intelligent and all that. Supposed to be a top student. So happened that he was passing away and called him there. So he came there and began to ask him in front of him. He says, when a person passing away, he don't tell him to read, you read for me. By reading, then he also read. You don't tell him. Because you don't know what condition that person is in. You don't know what. But their conditions are different. The Buzukar is in condition different. Well, Buzuk was very, very so close to Allah Ta'ala. So when he was, when they are reading Kalima in front of him, he's not saying any word. Now they got so worried now. Look, we're reading Kalima, he's not reading Kalima. That's why you don't know who's who. They said, not in the Kalima, what's happening? Straight in the call of the chair. Muhammad Shah. And he came there and looked at him and called, Sheikh Muhammad? Not answering. Sheikh Muhammad? Not answering. Third time, he woke up, Hazrat. Tell them, no, not trouble me. They are talking his name, I'm with him. They are talking with name, but I'm with him. You only talk your name, I'm with him. Then he said, just leave him alone, he's very high. So people's conditions are different at the time of death also. You don't know. That's why you can't jump into any conclusion from anyone. You must always think a person part of the iman. Allah will not question you regarding people who have been of bad or good of people. Allah will question you, I think, bad of them. That's why you don't know who's who at the path of passing. Sometimes you see a person very frightened and he's not scared and he passed away. And you're thinking, why, what happened, what kind of death? Maybe he got scared for Allah Ta'ala's fear. And with that, Allah Ta'ala will interpret his fear. What will happen to him? So you don't know what kind of nice death he's got at that time, but you think what kind of bad death. And then you find a person smiling. You only don't know why he's smiling. Though. You don't know the shaitan from that side too. But what you love most in the world, he gives in front of you. And leave it in front of Allah, my Father. Iman is something you must look after. And the only way you can get the spirit of iman is to keep away from sins. Gunaus and nafrat, don't go for stages. Stages are all for, you know, conditions of high stage are becoming this. That these are big people. We are small people, we will remain small. Keep away from sins. The only way I take gunaus and nafrat and dins and rabbat. You must have the urge and desire to do good deeds. There was not a time you must think, I don't read namaz. The day you don't read namaz must feel hurt. The women at home also. Every one of them. There was no this much. No matter how much Quran they read, that good luck to them, but they must have the creed for sins and have the urge, I mustn't miss my salah. I mustn't keep Allah unhappy. I must keep Allah Ta'ala happy only. The happiness of Allah relies on everything. Because if Allah is happy, then everyone is happy. So Fulayl ibn Iyad rahmatullah alayhi wa sallam, Yasin, he said, Shaykh, don't leave Yasin. He kept quiet. After some time, he read kalima. So he said, I got nothing to do with this kalima. Now the billah. He got so quiet. So the man was very, what must. But now when you see the kalima of that time, that one knows that iman is gone. Iman is gone. That's why how much you will look after iman. Do not speak out of turn. You know, people mock at Islam, you begin to also join them. You don't know, that's why they're going to be cutting off. That of time will, you come, a person wakes up with iman and you call the day he does and loses iman. Likewise, a person speaks with iman and at night he utters certain things which his iman goes away to. So that person who must look after iman, we all have to look up our iman all the time. Fear must be there, all man must. So in the end, Fudula Miyaz went away home and started crying to Allah, what is this? What a student he was. And this is condition today that he passed away without iman. And he cried to Allah and he sees in a dream. For 40 days he didn't come out of the house also. What happened? And then he sees in a dream and says, what happened to you? He says, what must I tell you? The three things that I had in me with a hit from you that dropped my iman. One is that whatever you should say, you should not say, I will say that my Shaykh said like this. But he did not say that. That is Shaykh said that in them. So many people in this world say, Nabi Karim don't say that thing, but he did not say that thing. What will happen to their people? If a Shaykh said that thing there, and the effect was that, then so many people in our society, you speak and Nabi Karim don't say like this, and he did not say that, what would be their position? What would be their position? Second, he says this month that, you know, I should look at my friends with jealousy. He's so close to my Shaykh. I don't want anyone else to come close to my Shaykh. He said, the people only look at him. I don't want anyone to look at him. No one look at me. Why he's getting, why they getting the status? Why they, which we got not in us that. It's a hidden thing that you cannot make it out. Until unless you don't have someone to guide you, you not understand, you may have that thing all your life too. And the third thing that he said, I had a sickness in me and my, and the doctor told me I would bring sharab. So I should bring sharab. So these three things I did in a quiet. In the end, he took away my iman. It's a lesson for us. It's a great lesson for us. That we must look after iman. And the only way you can look after iman, guna or sin nakra. For the sake of Allah. Hate sins and have longing and urging to do good deeds. Always have that urge to do good deeds. Accepted in His hands. Reward is His hands. I don't only know reward accepted. Accept His hands. I must keep Him happy. His happiness lies in my life. If Allah is happy, رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن الصحابة الكرام, Allah gave them complete pleasure. They were happy with me and I was happy. In every condition they were happy. We must also be in the same condition. That's why Hazrat Muhammad Gongoi Rahmatullah will say, oh Allah, that little muhabbat of sahaba give us that. Because we cannot get this, you know, we want to see how nice it is in the time of the sahaba ikram. Look at your condition today. If you are in this condition, how can you feel the sahaba that time? The sahaba look at us and these are the enemies of Islam. And we look at them and say, we are mad people. Because they are mad in love with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever condition, whatever time Allah has kept it, that is best for us. But we must learn to bring about more condition of this kind, become more fear and more nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ramadan is going. We are also going. Ramadan will come. You will not be there. So take this as an example that we may be the last of Ramadan. As Nabi Karim said, when you read namaz, in the last namaz. There's no other namaz left there. How that person who will make a namaz and think that the doctor said that this is your last namaz, you won't last after this. He makes sure his namaz will be his best. That's how you make our namaz in Ramadan and like this too. This is my last namaz. I don't know where I'm going to get. I will not get it at all. So by you making tawbah and istighfar, you become firm and asking and dua to Allah Ta'ala. Dua, you must never leave and cry to Allah. Oh Allah, you do not know in the month of Ramadan, so many thousands of people, Allah is forgiving every night, free from Jahannam. The door of Jahannam is closed. The door of Jahannam is closed. You do not know the time when a person commits a sin, that person from the sky every night says, hey, what's happening to you? The door of Jahannam is closed, you're still committing guna. Come to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah's rahmat is so much open for you. So if we don't take it part, who will take it part? Allah Ta'ala ne amal karne ki taufeeq naseeb kiya hai Allah ka shukr hai alhamdulillah rabbil alamin rabbana atina nuran wa fillana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadeer allahumma hasina aqibatana fi umuri kulliha wa ajirna min khizyi ad-dunya wa adhabi al-qabr wa adhabi al-akhirah rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin fatir as-samawati wal ardh anta waliyyuna fi ad-dunya توفر من مستنور في السعادة وصلنا الله تعالى على رحمته.